Limited success, that is the Government Accountability Office assessment of FEMA's efforts to implement and assess preparedness in case of a major disaster. The Post-Katrina Act, which was passed in 2006, mandated that FEMA establish a national preparedness system and be able to assess preparedness capabilities in the event of a major disaster. So far, FEMA has made limited progress, this according to the GAO. Bill Jenkins is Director for Homeland Security and Justice Issues at GAO. He testified recently about this report, and he joins us now live. Good morning, Mr. Jenkins. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. Good morning.
Tell us about your testimony, and how has FEMA shown some improvement?
Well, the testimony really focused on whether or not we know if we're prepared for a major or catastrophic disaster such as the one that occurred in Japan. And basically, they don't know because they don't have a means of measuring preparedness. And so there are certain areas in which FEMA has improved, for example, interoperable communications and logistics and so forth. But in a major disaster, particularly a catastrophic disaster, one feature of a catastrophic disaster is that it almost immediately overwhelms state and local capacity to deal with it. And that's where FEMA comes in. FEMA becomes the coordinating agency that identifies and draws on resources from the military, the federal government, other state and locals in unaffected areas, nonprofits, et cetera. And what FEMA doesn't know is what capacities are out there that they can draw on and what that would mean in terms of their ability to respond to a catastrophic disaster.
Does that fall under the heading of measuring preparedness?
Yes. Because basically, to measure preparedness, you need to have you need to have several things in place. You need to know what risks that you face. What are the consequences, disaster consequences, if those risks come true? In other words, have another Category 5 hurricane in New Orleans. You need to know then what capabilities do I need in order to be able to address those consequences, whether it's search and rescue or mass care or whatever it is. And then I need to know where those capabilities exist and what's the totality of them in terms of where are the real shortfalls and gaps. And that's where the measurement comes in. Where are the real shortfalls and gaps that I need to address, because I know I can't do this and I can do something else.
Wouldn't it depend on the type of disaster they're facing? It seems like there's so many different layers and different directions this could go.
Well, it does depend. Obviously, a nuclear disaster is very different than a hurricane. But there are also commonalities across. For example, what is the totality of the temporary shelter capacity that I have and in different areas? And for that temporary capacity, how many people, which ones will take pets, which ones will take people with diabetes or have oxygen? In other words, people with medical care. There's some shelters that can't deal with people that have medical problems. What does that mean in terms of where I send these people, where I can put them, what's the capacity for them? Those kind of things are sort of common across disasters.
So what were some of the specific recommendations that you would like to see FEMA pull off, and how soon should they be able to do it?
Well, they've been working on this since at least 2005. And they've tried a number of efforts which haven't worked. But the basic issue that they need to do is they need to define very clearly what needs to be done, who's going to do it, and how well it needs to be done. And that hasn't been clearly defined yet. And until you do that, then you can't really measure preparedness. You need to then be able to have a means of being able to say, this is what it means to be prepared, and how far are we? It's like going on a trip. Here's my destination. Here's where I'm going, and this is how far I am toward my destination.
Have you gotten a response back from FEMA? Do they agree with your findings?
Well, yes, they do agree. The testimony in 2009, the Director of Preparedness testified before Congress that they have an intuitive sense that we're better prepared, but they can't really tell you how much better prepared we are. They do have something that they're working on now, which is different and has some promise. It's called the whole of community approach. In other words, it just simply reflects that to respond to a catastrophic disaster, you need multiple government layers plus nonprofits, faith-based organizations, et cetera, to respond appropriately. And they're trying to see whether or not they can be ready for a massive disaster. And they're going to test that this spring in May in something called the National Level Exercise, which is going to be a massive earthquake in the New Madrid Fault around Memphis, and that's how they're going to test this new approach, which is the goal of which is to stabilize the effects of a catastrophic disaster within the first 72 hours.
I think something that you just said was pretty important, and that is that they say that they can and that they are confident that they can, but they can't just show empirical evidence that they can,
right,
which is one reason for all the testing.
Right. Exactly. And it's also important, if you think you can, then you need to have exercises that determine whether or not you can, as realistic as possible. So what's important about the exercises is that they be realistic and they test the system and they stress the system to see where the weaknesses are, because certainly when we have a catastrophic disaster, it's going to test and stress the system, just as it did in Japan.
We're talking with Bill Jenkins. He's the Director for Homeland Security and Justice Issues at GAO. And you were testifying about this on Capitol Hill. What was the response you got from lawmakers?
Well, they're concerned because, and particularly they're concerned in this time of budget, you know, potential budget cuts, because without the ability to say these are the big gaps and the most important gaps that we have, then if you're cutting resources back, you can't target those resources to the most important and critical needs because you haven't been able to identify them.
So do we anticipate then another report coming from you about this very issue sometime in the future?
Well, we're certainly going to follow the whole of community development, and we're going to follow the national exercise in May to see how that exercise is evaluated.
So you're going to be keeping tabs on the exercise and how they pull that off, and then
right,
what happens after that.
Exactly.
All right. This is going to be an ongoing issue.
It definitely is going to be an ongoing issue.
Bill Jenkins, Director for Homeland Security and Justice Issues at GAO. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate having you on.
Oh, thank you very much.